this process.
Okay, so we're not done.
I agree.
We have one more item, and I question whether or not we can complete that item in the time allowed that will allow us to pack up and get out of here. I am going to make a proposal that we just acknowledge that we are going to bring forth to you, or you know that we are proposing to not start the process for the next order. We can go, I would suggest that we go over the discussion at the next meeting and not this meeting. We just make the public statement that's what we're proposing, because quite honestly, in 25 minutes, I don't think that the court reporter and everybody else can pack up and get out of here by 5 o'clock. It's up to you, but that's my recommendation.
Mr. Young?
I'm fine with that. I mean, I wouldn't need much time anyway to, you know, comment on what needs to be commented on that. I see no reason that we have to fit into a begin the renewal of the next order.
So do you want to start the item and very just quickly go through it?
I think we can do that.
Okay, Chris, real quick.
Am I on? Okay. Based on the interest in brevity and levity, based on the last item, I rest my case.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, any question?
You know where we're going here. I'm not even going to show you my slide presentation. You know that you have three petitions that are in front of the state board for Region 5s, which is Central Valley Region's irrigated lands program. We have a civil case against our order as a result of the state board's order that was in September 2013. We've just begun, really, to implement the current order in October 2013, so we've only been at it for about a year and 3 months. As I really enjoyed, I'll use the word enjoy, Perry's metaphor, that we're building the car as we're driving it. And not only for this particular issue, but also for many issues for which you haven't even had an opportunity to even talk about yet, because the requirements haven't even passed. So given all of that, we recommend that we wait until we begin the process to renew the waiver or the order, whatever it's going to be, until after some of these things have been resolved. And so that's one thing. Let's wait to begin that process. The second thing is we'll bring an informational item to you in the fall of 2015 that will basically summarize the petitions, the civil case, and everything that we're going to be discussing now until then, which will give us some more clarity. And then, again, we can discuss that in the fall. What do you think?
And, you know, for due process, I have two speaker cards for this item.
Okay.
And I think, in fairness, we need to give the opportunity to these two speakers.
Absolutely.
Can I recommend you just give them 2 minutes? Like,
I would, yeah. Yes, 2 minutes, please. And I'll start with Mr. Schimmick.
I will try and do it in 2 minutes. So I did submit a letter. The letter arrived, well, I sent it late. So thank you for the opportunity. My name is Steve Schimmick. Thank you for the opportunity to comment on this item. As you, I'm the civil case. So as you are aware, a coalition of industry, recreation, conservation, and environmental justice organizations is challenging the State Water Resources Control Board's changes to the Central Coast Ag Order. That the brief will be available on our website probably tomorrow. The case should be heard in Superior Court on May 15th, and we are actually very hopeful that it will. We are actually, I would say, within 90% confidence intervals that it will actually be heard at that time. There was only one request for a demur, and that will be heard at the same time as the case, actually. So I do not see value in starting the process until some of this stuff is settled dust. Okay, there was a second issue, and that's the timeline that was proposed, the 2-year timeline. In reference to that timeline, we do not believe that a long 2-year deliberation serves the process well. We believe that a much shorter 1-year process is what's warranted here. The proposed timeline is just extreme, and we just don't see it as serving the ag order well. I will end there. My letter will be resent so that it can be can you distribute the letter to the
You know, Mr. Schimmick did provide public comment, but it was after the public comment period, so we did not include it in your package. So that's a question for council, whether or not we can accept that letter as part of the record.
We did not accept other letters, so I think, you know, we need to be fair with all parties.
No, but, I mean, if I submit it now as just a letter to the board, you would receive it, would you not?
That is true.
Thank you.
Okay. Abby, if you can quickly come to the podium in 2 minutes.
All right, I can. Abby Taylor Silva, Grower Shipper Association of Central California. So we agree with the staff's recommendation, expert panel recommendations, and how they affect the petition regarding the East San Joaquin River watershed. Ag order is especially important to our members and potentially the future of nitrogen reporting statewide. We agree that the outcome of these questions could significantly shape the goals in planning of future ag orders. And as I've mentioned before, we've already begun discussing opportunities for the next ag order with partners in agriculture and beyond. And as I mentioned to you in July, GSA is specifically working with the Central Coast Wetlands Group at Moss Landing Marine Labs, Monterey County Resource Conservation District, and the Nature Conservancy in support of an opportunity to understand how to get to water quality improvement on a watershed, sub-watershed basis. While we support staff's recommendation, option one, we do stress the importance of following the 2-year timeline recommended by staff once the State Water Board decisions have been made. We don't want to have to rush through a shorter timeline and try to get to an arbitrary date. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And just for clarification, Council, we had some other speakers on the agenda items, and we did not let them provide letters. We asked them to read out loud their letter because we would not accept it. So I'm a little confused here.
This is sort of a bizarre situation. So we're dealing with an informational item. And so typically when we are dealing with an adjudicatory item and we have a late letter, there's usually, you know, the comment time frame when we expect to get comments, and then there's a time frame when staff are responding to comments, and if somebody presents their letter or their box of documents as we walk into the hearing, there is a prejudice to staff and their inability to go through the information or process the information or provide a response. It also prejudices other parties who didn't have access to that letter or information.
Okay.
In this particular case, you don't really have an item pending, and you don't, I mean, this is all, Mr. Schimmick is suggesting that he would submit this as part of the file that pertains to the ag order. So in that particular case, it's not part of the administrative record to a particular action.
And okay, fine. So thank you for the clarification.
I would submit for consensus that I think there seems to be general consensus that everyone's interests are better served with starting the process after some of these matters have been resolved. And I would submit that maybe we revisit this in the middle of the summer, and since this is an information item anyway, I think at that point we look at the question of how long the process is. I don't think we need to address that today.
Okay. Looking at thumbs up? Okay. All right.
So I'm in agreement. I think it would be the fall is what staff is recommending, that they would come back to us. And that would be fine with me.
Okay.
And if anything changes between now and then, certainly the each board meeting offers us an opportunity to bring you up to date.
Okay. So we have a consensus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, board.
Staff, thank you for your help today. Appreciate very much. And also, a member of the public. This meeting is adjourned.